The next step is to insert the core catcher into the barrel. And there's two important things you need to do before you put it in. One is you need to bend your core catcher into a circle, not angled, but smooth, so that it fits against the walls of the barrel. The second important thing you need to do is bend the fingers down of the core catcher. And this is important because if you inserted your core catcher in with the fingers straight, when the sediment is pushing back against the core catcher, it just pushes right through and rendering the core catcher ineffective. By bending these fingers down, you're ensuring that as the sediment comes back out, it will press onto the fingers and they will collapse under the weight, retaining the sediment in the barrel. Then insert the core catcher into the barrel with a little bit of overlap on the brass shim. Push it up against the inside of the barrel. Clamp a section of the shim to the inside of the barrel.